Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are going to be doing a barbecue round robin. So
Ooh. The
way that this is going to work, and I have to give a shout out to our friends at the, they're no longer making new episodes, but what do you call that? You don't call that defunct. But you just call that like on hiatus?
Status Emeritus?
Thank you. I love that. The Status Emeritus podcast, here's the situation with our buddies TJ and Rush, because they used to do these round robin things on the show quite frequently, and I really do like them. So the way that it's going to work is there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 rounds to this, and you two are going to be building, from the pre-selected options that I have, you're going to be building your perfect barbecue / cookout. And then friend of the show and editor of the show, Casey Tony, is going to be deciding at the end, voting on what he thinks is the barbecue / cookout that he would rather attend based on the menu.
Okay. I'm not going to win. Serves up, my guy, 100%.
I'm not going to win.
I didn't say that.
Casey's told me several times, I don't want to hang out with you.
I'm going to try to make a Lisa Frank barbecue.
Yes.
So he's not going to be interested.
That is always Aaron's goal in these exercises, to make a Lisa Frank barbecue. So here's what we have. We have 5 different categories. The categories are mains, sides, chips, drinks, and desserts.
Love this.
There are 6 items in each category, mm-hmm. but we're going to go round robin style, and you're only going to get 2 rounds. So at the end of each one of these 6, 2 are going to be on the cutting room floor. No one's going to get those 2. So you have to each pick 2. I flipped a coin before this, and by that I mean I didn't. So Aaron, you will be beginning.
Okay.
You will get first pick. Adel, you'll get second pick and third pick. And then Aaron, you'll get fourth pick, and then it'll swap for the next round. Cool.
Okay.
And it was mains, chips, drinks, desserts, and what was the fourth
one? Sides is the second one. Yeah. Now, I thought I could just give you the full list, and then we could do this round robin style until everyone has like the right options. So if someone wanted to build like an all dessert barbecue, they could. What do you think sounds better? I think it's more manageable if we go category by category, but it's up to you.
Yeah, let's do category.
I think category.
Okay.
But can we have the option to, instead of choosing one off the list, can we add our own? And that takes up both of our picks?
Your Honor, that's not fair because I can't think because I'm so hungry.
Sustained?
Do you think the lawyers really said that? I hope so.
Your Honor, I object. I just crapped my pants and it's all I can think about.
Your Honor,
that's not fair.
I'm unprepared. That's not fair.
Oh, brother.
Your Honor, this guy's obviously a better lawyer than me. Are you kidding me?
Your Honor, my client's guilty. This isn't fair.
It's like the Washington Generals going up against the fucking Globetrotters, Your Honor. It's a kangaroo court.
Your Honor.
Well, here's what I'll say. Adel, I think let's keep it to the ones that I picked. I don't think that my list is exhaustive. I do think that there's probably better options, but I do think in the interest of fairness, I do think we should stick to my list.
Here, let me ask something, because this is going to piss me off.
Sure.
For sides, please tell me deviled eggs are on there.
Adel, I think you're going to love it when you get to sides.
Okay.
I think you're going to love what you see when we get to sides. All right, Aaron, you start.
Okay.
So you get picks 1 and 4. The first thing is mains. Here are your options. Burgers / veggie burgers. And in all of these, if there is like a veggie option for whatever, that is like, obviously. So first one, burgers / veggie burgers. Second one, hot dogs / brats. Third one, chicken. Fourth one, shrimp kebabs, ribs, and steak. That's burgers, hot dogs, chicken, shrimp kebabs, ribs, and steak. Aaron, you get first pick.
Okay, so the issue here is I feel...
Talk through it.
Yeah, I feel pressured to pick hamburgers because I feel like people are going to be like, what the fuck? When they go, you're going to a barbecue and they don't have hamburgers. But yeah. I'm going to do a slightly elevated menu and I hope that people don't get too upset.
Whoa.
So I'm going to go with steaks.
Wow, the Lisa Frank takes the steak.
Oh, yeah, and their a Lisa Frank animal turns into a steak.
Oh, a dolphin.
Dolphin yeah. steaks. Aaron has steaks, so steaks are off the list. Do you need the list read back to you, or do you have your pick?
So steaks are off the list. Can I ask, are hobbits back on the menu?
Meat is back on the menu, boys.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But hobbit meat.
Sure, of course. When I say meat,
of course, thank you so much.
Yeah, we mean hobbit meat. But you have the next two picks, so you can give them back to back. Do you need the full list again?
No need, Your Honor. I'm going to say my first pick, which will be technically the second pick.
Okay.
Ribs. I've never been to a barbecue where ribs have been made and people didn't make a huge fucking deal out of it.
Wow.
If you wrap them in tinfoil, if you put brown sugar on them, people, even if they're like fine, even if they're like C-plus ribs, people will make an absolute mountain out of that molehill. I'll also say they're great because just on a little bone, they are their own carrying device.
Wow.
So it doesn't get, you don't get, you know, as you eat a burger, you don't get mustard, ketchup falling down your shirt. And it's,
wait, I'm sorry. Ribs are also have sauce on them.
Yeah, that's fair. But it gets on your fingers. You just
yeah, your fingers. Your fingers are safe.
Your yes. Honor, he's lawyering.
And also, I feel like
watch yourself, counselor.
People can connotate ribs with like money spent.
Wait.
Where even if ribs are cheap, they'll be like ribs. Wow, must be nice. So it's an overall win. So ribs is my first pick.
I did this thing where I accepted your premise that ribs were better because they were handheld, but then I was like. Burgers, hot dogs, these are things for hands. You don't need
Your Honor, no further questions from
your
you.
Your hands get way less messy all
No further questions from you.
Okay.
That's your
pick two. You have pick three.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
I'm debating between shrimp and hot dogs brats. The brats is doing most of the heavy lifting in the hot dogs brats department.
Okay. Because
brats are way superior to hot dogs. Hot dogs are for children. Brats are for adults and people who enjoy a good time.
Oh, so it sounds like this is an 18-plus barbecue.
Uh-huh. Exactly. It's going to get weird. There's going to be a lot of aunts on roots and uncles on roots.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to go. I think shrimp is a nice light. Shrimp is a nice light alternative. Like, oh, there's this. But famously, a lot of people are allergic to shrimp. So I don't want anyone dying.
Sure.
So I'm going to, I don't want anyone to go into Anastasia shock.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go with hot dogs brats. Final answer.
Okay. Adel's third pick is the hot dogs and the brats. Aaron, that means the last pick is up to you. You have shrimp kebabs, chicken, and burgers left on the list.
I'm going to go with shrimp kebabs.
Insane.
I will say
no, I'm doing a fancy barbecue.
I don't think I've ever had a good burger at a barbecue.
Is that true?
Because one, the fat ratio is off.
Yeah.
And then two, they usually put them so thin that they burn way too fast. And then you eat the taste of charcoal.
I'm shocked that we almost had a draft where hot dogs and burgers were not listed as barbecue food, which to me is kind of like, you may be right that you don't necessarily always have great ones, but it is kind of like staples. But we've
got you want them there.
Leaving the the burgers and the chicken on the table, we've got Adel with hot dogs and brats and ribs, and Aaron with shrimp kebabs and steak. Wow, I do think that Aaron is going for like a very interesting vibe with her barbecue.
When you're not, when you are like me, you have to know what you could win with. And if I go really elevated, chef, fancy, then maybe I can beat Adel. But Adel's impossible to beat, so we'll see.
Okay.
Impossible to beat. Casey, can I just plant this seed in your brain? Would you rather eat at a
Your
fun
Honor,
barbecue?
He's talking to the judge.
No, okay.
Would you rather
no.
eat at a fun barbecue with ribs
Casey,
and brats, or would you rather eat at a buca de beppo that Aaron's
Casey,
building?
Casey, don't answer. You have to remain impartial until we get to
My
the end. Okay.
God, he's talking right at him. Like
the next category.
What the hell, man?
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.